This is Malcolm King, Gloucester Rugby Heritage. I have with me John Thayers from Gloucester Rugby Heritage. We're at King's Home here on the 28th of February 2017, and I'm pleased to say we've been joined by Phil Pritchard. Welcome, Phil.
Very good afternoon. It's lovely to come here and look out on a nice sunny day and see that pitch. I think it was better condition when we were playing, actually, isn't it? Does look a bit cut short, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Do you think we could start at the beginning? Where were you born and bred, Phil?
Right. I was born in Lydney, believe it or not. My family originates from Chepstow, and we were very heavily associated with the hunt. My grandparents were hunt servants, and my mother equally was involved with the hunting brigade over in Chepstow. The Newport Hospital was maternity hospital was full when mother went into labour, so I was taken across the bridge and born in Lydney, which was always kept fairly quiet until I came to King's Home in 76. That sort of gave me my qualification, I think, to play for Gloucester. But yes, I was born and grew up in Chepstow, and I'm sorry to say that I was a footballer through and through.
So when did you first take to rugby?
Right, well, I was 11 years of age and had a wonderful primary school education at the local village, but failed my 11 plus. And at the time, because of the family's interest in hunting or associated with hunting, I rode horses. And at 11, all I ever was going to be was a jockey. I was going to be a professional jockey. And I'd already started to have offers to go and work in the yard at Colin Davis, who was a big trainer over in Chepstow at the time. And mother could see me going down the route of riding horses for a career, and she didn't fancy that. So they although they couldn't afford it, they sent me off to St. John's on the Hill, the preparatory school, which is a private school. And that was the first time that I touched a rugby ball at 11 years of age.
Did you immediately take to it?
I was small. I was the smallest in my year. As I said, I'd always played football, and I think my ball handling skills and were learned with a round ball, which gives you, I think, better hand eye coordination. And as I love to see the minis playing with the rugby ball, I think keeping it simple, keeping a round ball which bounces correctly, gives you a much better introduction for your hand-eye coordination. So I like to think that my football background set me up beautifully for rugby. I was very nippy. The first 10 metres, no one could touch me in the first 10 metres, and I'm glad to say I think that did me well for the rest of my rugby career. But that was the first time I picked up a rugby board at 11 years of age. When I went to St. John's.
Being the smallest in your year, did they make you play scrum half to start with?
Interesting, I was fly half. And I can't remember, I think again, because it was my ball kicking ability, I went straight in at fly half. Could not believe this game where you had to physically tackle people, and I was absolutely petrified at that. And I remember in a practice match, I must have been playing the game for a couple of months, and I was pretty dubious about this tackling business. And the captain of rugby, who was obviously a couple of years ahead of me at 13 years of age, was a chap called James Major. And I remember him one day running at me, and I tackled him, and he hit the ground like with a real thud. And I thought, hey, I can actually tackle as well. and I like to think that as well as being remembered for a fairly nippy player, my tackling was half decent as well. And that one single tackle just gave me the confidence for the rest of my days.
Yeah. And you moved on then to secondary school?
That's right. I must have been pretty handy in those days, because the following year, which was my last year at the prep school, because I only did 2 years at the prep school in St John's on the Hill, they made me captain of rugby. And I distinctly remember, as captain of rugby at St John's, playing Wycliffe College one day over at Stonehouse. And the score, remember, was only 3 points for a try, and the score was, I think it was 52-0 to Wycliffe at half time. And so they took their captain off. They took their captain off, and I think we still lost sort of 70 or 80 nil. I thought, oh, Wycliffe must be quite a handy school. And so when it came to the common entrance, I had the opportunity to go to Monmouth or Wycliffe College, and I chose Wycliffe. Very fortunate for me, obviously, because one Keith Richardson was there. But there's a little twist to this tale, because, in fact, I managed to get into Wycliffe. I'm not sure I actually passed the common entrance exam, but... I'd managed to get into Wycliffe, and the first rugby session was taken by Keith Richardson. So he had 60, I think there were 60 new boys in at 13 years of age, and his way of dividing us up into the relevant sets were to run around and touch each of the goalposts. There's about four pitches in on what was called the Berry Field, where we used to play. And I didn't quite hear the instructions and took the wrong route, basically, around touching these four goalposts. So I found myself coming in virtually last from this run around, and consequently was put in set three for the rugby. So I'd gone from being captain of my school at St John's on the Hill into Wycliffe, and I knew Wycliffe were obviously a lot better than St John's on the Hill, but I didn't realise that I was that bad, and ended up in set three in my first year at Wycliffe, which was a big setback for me. I really took that as a big blow, but fortunately came across a young lad who named Pete Davis, and he went on and played for Birmingham, I believe, and he was scrum half and I was fly half. And we were both the two smallest kids in the school. And so we had a whole year playing set three rugby, where our skill and our ability of running and passing came to the forefront. And I think nowadays, with kids being so big, a lot of young, skillful, small children are put off because of the size difference. And I think it actually helped my career that I wasn't playing competitive rugby for that year as a 13 or 14-year-old. The following season at Wycliffe, I managed to get into the Colts team, which was the under-15 team, in the centre. They'd moved me out to centre. There was a good fly half at the time there, so I played in the centre. And so people at Wycliffe then started to recognise me as half decent rugby player, still very, very small for my age. And the following year, so my third year at Wycliffe, you went from under 15s to seniors, which from under 15s up to under 18s. So there were 3 years before you could sort of get into the first team, as it were. But by the end of that season, Keith Richardson had got me into the first 15. So I was playing amongst 18-year-olds then. And thankfully, Keith had recognised me and coached me accordingly.
That's good. And presumably you remain friends to this day.
Well, we certainly do. Yes, I drove him to the races the other day. so I had then 3 years in the first 15, and he made me captain of the first 15 in the final year.
Was that all playing at centre?
I was playing at centre, yeah. And I'm glad to report, when I first went to Wycliffe, Wycliffe were something like the fifth most academic school in the country, but their rugby team was 250th. And by the time I was captain in the first 15 at Wycliffe, we were one of the top schoolboy teams in the country. But the education position had faltered somewhat, which I'm sure there was a lot more emphasis put on the rugby. We played rugby every day, winter, summer, touch rugby, always. Break time, after school, we would be playing rugby. And we did have, at the first 15, we lost one game to Dulwich College in my final year. We were unbeaten at Barton. We beat Monmouth, we beat Brecon, we beat Llandovery. Llandovery recognised we were an ascending school. And they gave us a fixture, and we went to Llandovery and beat them, which tells you what sort of team we had.